What's up, everybody? We are the Let's Talk Divots podcast. We are a women's professional golf podcast from people who walk inside the ropes. My name's Casey Johnson, a 13-year PGA of Canada member, longtime golf coach who now gets to represent the LPGA Tour inside with a caddy with a bag on his back, and I'm heading back to work very, very shortly. I can't wait. I'm joined by my partner, Captain Ronnie Dunn, Super Stroke rep, also does the luggage transportation, does the putting arc inside the ropes. He's got all seasons, like the jack of all trades, master of, well, you know, master of everything. But yeah, we're just super stoked to be here. We're sharing the game. We're growing the game. We would love for you to go ahead and help us with our cause and just go ahead and share this with somebody. Share it with a friend if you thought the content was good. And you know, we're all on this mission together, growing golf, growing women's golf. We just love the game so much, and that this is how we're coming at you. And what a week it was this week. It was the first major of the year. Absolutely speechless. You know, all the open golf got canceled this year due to COVID, but the women's game was able to get over there and get representing at Royal Troon. And I got to tell you, I'm just going to, you know, stop rambling here in a second and let you go, Ron, but say hello. But I mean, man, I was emotional. That, like, if that wasn't a feel good story, I really don't know what is in golf. If like 2020's like just, you know, beat everybody down a little bit. And I think in golf and in sport and in life, like, we just needed to see that smile coming out on the 18th green today, the tears, Sofia Popov in triumphant in the 2020 AIG Women's British Open. Unbelievable stuff. Ronnie, what's going on, brother?
Well, hey, welcome to the United States. I'm glad you made it down here. I can't wait for you to get out to Arkansas, but Royal Troon did not disappoint. 122 years old, that course, postage stamp number 8, par 3, hardest hole in golf, I think it is. It's like 10 paces wide, 30 feet is all that they got. But Royal Troon did not disappoint. I was happy to see Sophie win it. And I always said, man, anybody who tees it up, puts it in the ground, they have a chance to win. She's 304 on the Rolex world ranking, and she got it done. She did unbelievable out there.
Man, did I eat my words. Hey, buddy. I mean, you know, I'm always saying I'll keep going on that. You know, I'll stay true. You know, I think the depth is only so much out there. And after watching Sophia, you know, for especially this final round, like, she just looked so poised out there. Like, it was incredible. She just looked like she belonged, right? There's always Cinderella stories. You know, even though I think the top echelon is always going to be the ones that get it done, of course there's going to be, you know, a diamond in the rough out there. And what a story she's been. 304th in the world, like you said. She came out saying she's been fighting Lyme disease in her health. Ron, you're going to be able to throw, you know, far greater stats at this than me, of just like what a Cinderella story it was with battling the Symetra Tour. What did she win? $670,000 this week, but she's only made $100,000 in her career. Like, Ronnie, hit me, man. Give me some stats, bro.
$108,000 before today. She's been in 33. Today was her 33rd event. She cashed a check for $675,000. So yeah, she's a ranking. But yeah, it is a Cinderella story, no doubt about it. Click your heels 3 times. This isn't Kansas anymore. It's good to see her get it done. But you're right. It's not like everybody always has a chance, but there is that chance for somebody to, you know, pull out a victory, and she did it. She was so poised. She put the throttle down. She kept it aggressive the whole time. On the Saturday, I think it was, she hit 18 greens in regulation, 18 out of 18, 254 yards on a par 5, took driver, and she made the eagle putt. She got left it about 10 feet. I mean, it was her week. There's no question about it. Speaking of her week, though, she didn't even – well, I don't even want to jump into what she did 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, let's keep going. Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's sports. That's why you play it out, right? Like, everybody loves an underdog, and there she was. And let's talk about the win, man. Like, okay, so today was I was calling the winning score. I was at the range in San Clemente the other day helping a buddy out, and I said five under if the wind stops blowing. And, you know, it was breathless today. But how about those first 2 days? Like, if that wasn't British Open links style golf, like, that is so much fun. To be the only major and open going on over there this year. Like a lot of people, I'd love to see the TV ratings this week, but what 40 mile an hour winds, Nelly Korda says she couldn't even stand up. Just, you know, wreaked havoc. Very, very, very few rounds under par. Just again, those really good, solid ball striking days were clearly out there, but you know, you can't have the greens very quick. The imagination needs to be at an all time, you know, and they're not used to not putting on, putting on such slow greens and obviously keeping the ball low. So really, really, really fun to just watch that first 2 days unfold. I think the cut fell at like +9 before the weekend hit. And then, yeah, you know what? In perfect open fashion, those golf courses, they're not very tough when the wind isn't blowing. It's pretty much their only defense. And you saw it over the course of the weekend. I mean, you know, just it's gettable. I shouldn't say not very tough. You know, you still got to play it smart. You got to stay out of those bunkers. But there's birdies out there to be had. Those golf courses aren't that long, and the wind is the defense. So we saw two polarizing different golf courses and just a spectacular tournament, spectacular open golf. That win, man, that win, baby. What do you think, buddy?
Well, we're here in the United States, the Northern Hemisphere. It is summer over here. I don't think I've ever seen bluebird days over there in Scotland. Every time it's either windy or raining. Every now and then they get a Chamber of Commerce day where it's a beautiful day, and it was pretty nice today. It did rain a little bit. I guess Saturday was probably the best day, but yeah, it started off Wednesday or Thursday. It was very, very windy, 40 mile an hour winds. It was a 4-club win, they said.
Oh yeah, there was some of the girls were hitting drives like 160 yards, and you'll see it. Okay, like, so if the wind isn't blowing over there, which happens, like, predominantly I've followed the men's game in the past, and you know, 20 under can win in a major no problem over there. But if the wind's blowing, you know, like you could see, you know, 5 under, 6 under, 7 under win. So it is the defense, and that's kind of what you're always hoping for. And that's, you know, I don't live over in the United Kingdom, and I'm glad I don't, because if it was July in my summer and that was the frigate like weather that you could expect, my God. But man, that looks like fun. What a challenge.
Well, day one, there was only three women that were under par. Amy Olsen was the leader. She shot a 67, 4 under par, and there was only two other women that were under par as well. So that was just one. And then Saturday, Amy shot 81. So it was just unbelievable, the 2 days, the cut 9 over. That was the highest cut in a long time, and unbelievable. It was good to see Royal Troon, though. There's been some good matches played there. Past winners, Arnold Palmer, the King, Tom Watson, Justin Leonard, and everybody remembers Phil Mickelson and Henrik Stenson battling it down on the 18th. I think Henrik shot 63 and Phil 64 to win the Open, but first time the women have played there over in the Open, so that was awesome to see. Truly, truly one of the better courses in all the world.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was just Sophia holding the lead going into 18, and just, man, looked like, you know, she you know, at the end of the day, she isn't a rookie out there. And let's just, this is one of those players that, you know, the COVID and the break, like, positively impacted somebody, obviously. She's had 3 wins on the Cactus Tour while we've been on break.
Symmetra Tour, even a step above the Cactus.
She didn't win out there. I think she finished 2nd.
Well, I heard there was 3 Symmetra Tour wins.
No, it was the Cactus Tour.
It was the Cactus?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
But anyway, it went, you know, just kind of how we chatted about Haley Moore before. You know, a win's a win. I mean, I know the depth isn't there, but it just gives you that confidence to know that you can get it done. And whatever level you're winning at, it just teaches you to win. So obviously riding high, and like, how about this feel good story continue? She came out, she, you know, she didn't have status. She missed her card by 1 in Q series last fall. And she was actually caddying for Ann Van Dam in the LPGA drive-on, the first event back in Ohio there. So she didn't have any status, caddied for her best friend Ann Van Dam. Then, you know, finished top 9 in the marathon to get into the thing, and didn't even fly out till Wednesday. So, you know what? My Twitter feed was just like, and that's so positive to see. And that's why I know there was so many highlights watching the women's game and this first major all day today, is because I must have scrolled 8 minutes of my Twitter feed, and it was just Sophia Popoff, and that winning smile, winning fans all over the place.
Well, good for her. USC Trojan turns it good. Turned pro 2015, just coming off really sharp. If it was Cactus Tour or Symetra, she had 3 wins, course records, tournament records. She was on fire. But she said when she caddied for Ann Van Dam, she learned a whole different part of the game. She was able to look at the course differently as a caddy as it was a player. So, and I don't remember what Ann Van Dam did in the Drive On Championship, but
she was in there somewhere. I think, top 30 anyway, right? Like they were in there. But yeah, she said she learned how to manage her game better because she's kind of just never thought about it before, just kind of aim at a flag and fire. So, all you players out there, caddies, man, you got to, there was five players out in the British Open this week without a caddy. But I don't know. I think we talked about this last week. I was talking to Andy Techmeyer, Jennifer Song's caddy, and he said if you didn't have a caddy out there in the Scottish, like, it was a severe handicap. But Lindsay Weaver might argue that being in wherever she finished this week, I think it might have been a top 20 somewhere. But he's like, I made a good solid 5 mistakes out there when it was the Scottish Open, and it's just tough. So those caddies, they certainly help moving forward in that link style golf with all the wind. An extra head's not a bad thing.
Well, her caddy is Max Melance. That's her boyfriend. So that was very comfortable pairing for them. They just knew each other very well, so it worked well. But
it was a Cinderella story.
It was definitely a Cinderella story, no question about it. I mean, that was awesome to see. Her first top 10, her first win. I think she's teed it 33 times before this. She's been teed it up as a pro, and this is the first time she's ever got it done. She's never even got a top 10. 108,000 career earnings before this. She's set for the next 2 years. We'll see her around.
I got to just keep going a little bit on this. Just that final round, first hole, drives it into the trap off the, like, kind of the only place you can't go off the first tee, but it wasn't even a bad shot. She was so juiced up. She, hit a 3-wood and just hit it too far. Like, that's just, nerves and adrenaline and
adrenaline, just definitely
just pumped it in there, chipped out, pitched it in for bogey. And really the only other thing that, you got to get a good break to win a championship. I think it was like the 14th or 15th hole there on the back nine. She kind of missed one left and it just missed the bunker. And she kind of came up a little short and caught a downhill slope. Nice kick. But other than that, man, she was hitting it in there close. She was answering birdies. She was putting well. She was fired up. And it just, she just looked like a veteran out there. So from the Let's Talk Divots fellas here, just a super hats off to Sophia Popoff. And you made a couple fans. We really hope to see. Well, we get 2 years out of her now, right? So this is, when you talk about Cinderella story, it's now there's no status, there's no issue with having status. There's no pressure on the line. So just go out. It should be free swinging. And from what I saw on TV, I think we're gonna, I think this is gonna be a little bit of a coming out. Whether or not she's winning an event a year or something like that, it's really, really hard to win out here. But, I don't think she'll have a problem retaining her card moving forward.
Well, everyone's going to be nervous out going if you got the 54-hole lead, teeing it up on Sunday.
Man, but look at her. She wasn't. She
she bogeyed her first hole, and then she went back-to-back birdies on 2 and 3. So she bounced right back. She got back into the game, hit that drive. Just adrenaline was pumping. Hit it through the fairway. Had to chip out, but played a solid round. Kept the pedal to the metal and just kept it going the whole day. It was good to see.
One thing I gotta, and I obviously the playoffs for the men started today. Dustin Johnson had an 11 shot win. I don't know if you saw that, Ronnie, but just absolutely destroyed the field. I love watching DJ when he's on, but the story that stole headlines yesterday was Tiger and Rory played, and they were sharing a meal after, a hamburger at a picnic table, something that would have never happened during COVID with all the people around. But the point that I'm getting at is came out well documented from both those guys today that they're, Rory says he's having a difficult time getting into it without the fans. Now on TV, and I know we've discussed this over the last few weeks about, like, as a viewer on TV, it's no issue for us watching. But, if one of the best players on the planet in the men's game is, like, having a tough time getting motivated, I wonder from the pressure standpoint, You know, I'm getting to Arkansas later tonight and, you know, talk to some players this week. I just want to get in the heads a little bit about how it is with no fans pressure wise, like especially leading 54 holes in a major. I mean, I know there's the, you know, the mind's still there no matter what, but it can't be the same.
Well, I'm used to watching it now without the fans and not hearing the cheers and stuff, but that's amazing to hear that Rory missing the fans because he needs that motivation. That's interesting to me.
It's on thegolfchannel.com. He flat out just paraphrased, I'm trying to find another intrinsic motivator. I'm watching old YouTube clips of myself, my chubby self winning majors. Cause he's like, I'm not into it. So, and whatever that's Rory's case. I'm just wondering, pressure wise, you know, coming down the stretch. So, you know, just it's got to be a little bit different. It just has to be.
Well, that's interesting. I would like to know whether the players are for or against having the fans. Do they really drive? Do they like having the fans there?
I can't imagine they wouldn't. Like, there's just that, you know, it seems like it'd be, you know, you go from like a college golf setting to a professional setting. And butterflies are a good thing. Like, you want that adrenaline, right? Like, you know, you step up to that first tee, you'll hear those ladies in the Solheim Cup say, like, what's the most memorable thing they've ever done is hit tee shots or putted out on 18 at the Solheim Cup just because of the crowd. So my opinion, I think it would be unanimous in fans over no fans.
Well, that's interesting. You said a point a couple of weeks ago that the pressure is not as intense if there's no fans there. You got 100,000 people, 10,000 people on each hole watching it. That's interesting. I don't know. I thought without the fans, the guys can get more into it and play. But, you know, one thing the fans do is they help the ball when going out of bounds or whatever, it hits a person or something like that. A lot of breaks for Tiger.
It's energy, man.
It's definitely energy.
If you went across the board with all these sports being played at, like, you know, all the, like, it's like, what do you get up for in the morning? Like, you know, it's like playing club golf, right? Like right now to some degree. And again, I'm doing some recon on this for next week, but guaranteed, like if you ask the NBA or the MLB or the NHL, who are all back right now, like, would you rather play without fans? Absolutely not. You know, those momentum shifts when you actually, you know, when you come from behind in a football game and you make a score and all of a sudden you got the crowd on your side, like, that's pivotal, and that happens in golf.
You know, 100%. I was just thinking of being a rock star and playing to an open stadium with no venue, no people in there.
Exactly.
Forget about it. Nobody cheering. You're not going to play the same game. You're not going to stroke the same chords. It's going to be totally different. So that's how I look at it. You're right.
That's the best analogy I've ever heard, Ron. Yeah, that is absolutely perfect, right? You go from playing in your garage to on the world stage.
Exactly. 100,000 people out there. You're at an open-air festival, and you're rocking the crowd. If there's no crowd there, you're not rocking the same way you would be. So now I can see how Rory can get into the crowd. Now I get it.
Yeah, so awesome Royal Troon, and they came out with an announcement this week. You know, one of the big things with the women's game, and KPMG is really pivotal in this with the women's PGA Championship about, you know, obviously trying to narrow the gap between men's and the women's game. And that starts with kind of playing world-renowned, recognizable golf courses, which KPMG has been really pivotal in. We're playing Aronimink this year, and last year we played at Hazeltine. And obviously being at Troon, with the AIG women's this year, and then they released a schedule I don't actually have in front of me, which I probably should have while I'm bringing up this point, but just some more iconic courses moving forward. Ronnie, I know St. Andrews is on there.
Muirfield. Real big names. The ladies are stepping up. They're getting the big venues now. They're not getting the smaller venues. They are, you know, Royal Troon, first time the Women's Open has ever been played there. And they've played the first Open there in 1923, I believe it was. So we are getting the good courses now, which is good to see.
Yeah, and that brings viewership in because, you know what, if you're going to – you're not, I don't know if you're going to get, like, so many new fans as you're going to – like, you're going to kind of share fans or steal fans if you get your viewership up there from the men's game. So, you know, if people are like, oh, wow, the women's are playing Troon or they're playing St. Andrews, you know, or Muirfield or something, I think, you know, that's really important. So awesome for AIG to step behind that and should be a good 5 years moving forward.
So what else was happening? Let's run down the leaderboard a little bit. We just had our winner there, Sophie. You know, it was a 7-under par, and who was in second place? Jazzy.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. We didn't even talk anybody else there, but Jasmine Suwanapura. Suwanapura. You know, she's been out there since 2012, and honestly, just in really, really looked so solid today. Clearly a veteran, 8 years out there. She's got a couple wins. She won last year the Dow with Sydney Clanton in the team thing, but she does have one solo win at the marathon. And looked totally in control and shot a 67 out there. Like, it's like, and that's the thing about Sophia's win, of how impressive it was. Like, she went out there and still won by a couple over a charging Jasmine, Suwanapura, and Minji Lee. You know, like a known winner, a major champion, a veteran.
No major, Minji.
Minji's got no major.
No, she's won 5 times in the last 6 years, but no majors yet.
Oh snap! No. All right, well, you know, I think there's one in her sights. But and then MB Park charging up.
Yeah, she had a great day today. She started off pretty poor, though. I forget what she shot at her very first day, but it was not very good. But she bounced back and was one of the only women under par on the second day with the big rain day. But she bounced back. She had 4 birdies in a row. Her husband was on the bag for the first time, him caddying at a major. So that was very close to home for her. But
she gets it done, man.
She gets it done. She's Dude. A putting machine.
You know, she didn't play lots last year, my first year on tour, and now I've, you know, got to watch her a bit in Australia where she won, and now this week, pretty much her only 2 events, I'm like, man, she's just in the mix. She knows where it's going. She's comfortable. She's confident, and that putter rolls end over end, revolution over revolution. So MB Park kind of rounding out the top five there with Austin Ernst, that Japanese player Momoka Ueda. Looked super solid.
Bogey-free 67, 4-under today.
There
she was,
you got
she was
another
very,
one.
Very live.
No win. Course is gettable. And there's my my underdog pick last week. Rookie Andrea Lee. Like, what has that girl made? Like, $300,000 now this year? Or probably more with this. I don't know. But that's a rookie. She's made every cut, and she just continues to top 10. Incredible.
Well, Jazzy was right there. Suwanapura, she had 4 birdies in a row in the front nine. She went out in 32 and came back in 35, so 67, 4-under par. Second place finish, that's a pretty good paycheck for her. And, you know, she's won twice now, so she's right there. And they're coming back to the States. They're on a flight right now, the whole quarantine flight. They should arrive, I think it's late tomorrow afternoon. There's a 3-day event coming up in Arkansas right here in Rogers, Arkansas. Wait till you get in here later tonight, and they start that here real soon. Who won last year in Arkansas?
Is
it NASA NASA Haraoku, I think.
Maybe.
I think it was NASA, yeah.
But NASA was there this week. There's quite a few big names in there. Let's just round out the top 10 here. Inji Chun, Jennifer Song, and Caroline Masson. Good little swing for Jennifer Song and Andy Techmeyer out there.
What about Daniel King? Where did she finish? You remember?
No idea, man.
T32.
All right.
4-under today, 67.
Do you remember, Ron? Do you remember?
I do. I'm a fan of Daniel King's. I don't know how many fans she has, but she runs through it. She's a good girl. I like her a lot.
I think she's got a few. But Caroline Masson, she's always right there, man. She's so solid. I don't know if she's won out here. I just assume she probably has, but actually maybe not. She just seems to be like a top 10 master, though.
Ashley Buhai had a putt on the 18th, about a 25-foot putt, and she put it about 24 feet, 6 inches, left it in the jaws, but she still finished T11th, I think it was, 3-over par and a 3-under par round today, 68, so she was right there. Azahara Munoz, 39th place. She was in last week's playoffs. Cheyenne Knight, 45th. And Emily Pettersson. Now, there's a name you don't hear too often, but she tied for 11th. She shot a 3-over today. Wasn't quite there. Missed a few short putts like she did last week, but hopefully she gets some exemptions coming up. And
my girl,
see her around.
My girl Brooke, man, didn't see that coming. I was shocked at a few of those ladies out there with the wind. It seemed like they were swinging so hard, like. You know, I mean, I wasn't out there. I know the conditions were brutal, but, you know, when it's breezy, swing easy. Brooke, too much spin on the ball. Yeah,
hasn't been around. She hasn't played competitive golf. This was her first competitive round in a while. She flew all the way over there for not making the cut. And, boy, her and her sister Brittany, they were all bundled up on Friday, though. I saw them.
Those Canadians should know, you know, they should be acclimatized. This is what shocks me in, like, a Brooks case, and I'm sure there's several other ones, is, like, If you're going all the way over there to play a major, why wouldn't you warm up with links-style golf in the Scottish Open the week before? That's mind-blowing to me. Like, it's totally different. Like, I've spent my whole life in Canada. It's like North American golf. Like, they're not acclimatized to that style. Like, and you pretty much get, like, a warm-up tournament-style golf. That will always shock me, and I know that it was not just Brooke, but several players that just
Are there any links course north of the border up in
Canada? Oh, yeah, we have them. I mean, Brooke's from a totally different part of the country. She's out east. I went to university in Lethbridge, Alberta, the windiest city in Canada. We have some, you know, serious windy link style conditions, especially in the Alberta region. It can blow, and we know, you know, I mean, I'm accustomed to playing in those sorts of conditions. I don't think so much out there out east. It'd be like kind of playing, you know, where Brooke's from is like just north of like the Minnesota, you know, like hot, humid summers, not a ton of wind. And I don't think she's too accustomed to, you know, she's a great player, so I think she can play in anything, but maybe just needed a little, an extra few reps, in my opinion.
Well, no, I agree. If you're going to go over there for one tournament, you might as well go there for two, get a little warm-up round before the major. And all these people are just kind of like Brooks Koepka. They're after just the majors. I just want a W. I don't care if it's in, you know, pitch and putt.
Well, you know, Brooke plays a ton all the time. I think it's just it's a different year.
It's
no
COVID. It's COVID-19.
And, you know, she kind of publicly said she's only going to plan on playing the majors. You know, like nothing happens status-wise. She doesn't have to worry about that. And they're just kind of going for the big fish. And
how about your boss Kelly Tan? What did she do this weekend?
Yeah, Kelly missed the cut. You know, I didn't actually talk to her about it. I'll link up with her tomorrow in Arkansas. And probably pretty disappointed. Kind of was hanging in there after day one, but had a not so good day two. But it was blowing and too many mistakes on the card. So didn't look into it too deep. And hopefully she's going to get some rest. That was her fourth week in a row coming into week five here, and I'm looking forward to getting back. And I love the golf course in Arkansas. It's the Walmart Invitational or Classic. I'm not really sure, one of those two, but it's a great golf course and always greatly supported by the fans. Too bad we're not going to have any of them, but can't wait to get back out there.
Yeah, the Walmart, they put on a good show here. They take care of the girls out there and really, really wine them and dine them. And yeah, but no fans or anything like that. Man, it is getting different.
When everybody asked me like last year, like, well, where's your favorite place in the city? I'm like, man, Arkansas is awesome. Like friggin' Rogers. I don't know. It's got this like Northwest Arkansas. I even got my t-shirt from last year. I love Arkansas, and it's a great little spot. You know, I think it gets a bad rap, but
it's a good course too. It's very, very friendly course. It's beautiful out there. I remember from last year, the 18th hole par 5 up the hill, very dramatic finishing coming up there. It's looking for some good tournament this week. Can't wait for you to get to Arkansas and see what it's like. I've been out here for a week now. It's pretty warm out here, but enjoying the weather, watching the armadillos walk by, ripping up the golf course. So it's a whole different environment for me.
And let's dive into that a little bit. So just for your listeners out there, I want to give it, you know what? I just want to, you know, it's a tough climate out there, and, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, but sometimes you just got to, you know, go and figure it out. And that's what my good friend Captain Ron Dunn is doing. He's in between weeks on the tour, and, you know, he's just going, he's putting his head out there. He's showing up to golf courses, and now he can put greenskeeper on his resume. So
living the dream.
Ronnie pulled in his RV into an RV park on a golf course and just went and said, hey, what are you guys doing? Or, you know, you guys need some help for the week. I've got the week off. And next thing you know, he sent me pictures of water and greens. Ronnie, tell us, man.
100% true. I pulled into this RV park. It was called, Castle Creek or something.
Oh, man, your employer is going to be pissed.
The Creek's RV Resort and Golf Club here. But yeah, there's a resort right here with trailer park, and yeah, you can call me trailer park trash. I'll roll with that. I don't mind at all. But I rolled in on a Monday, I think it was last Monday, and Tuesday I went out and played the course. After I played, I went in and talked to the manager and said, look, I'm here for a week. paying some rent here. How about next week? I can work it off. Give me a job on the golf course. And he said, we'll find something to do for you to do. And I went out and first day out there picking range balls. Never did that before. Not even in a cage cart. People are hitting the balls and just out there, you know, picking the balls up, did that. Then I had to go water some greens. So I went out there and watered the whole back nine. I take two waterings a day. So I'm doing it manually. Here's a good story. Today, I am driving down, I think it was the 11th hole, the par five. I'm watching the guys coming at me, hitting the balls. Guy pops one up. I wave my, put my hand up that I see the ball. It takes one bounce. I catch it while I'm driving my cart, toss a hook shot over and put it back into the fairway. That was one story. The other story, I'm on the green with my high pressure hose and the guys hit this putt. And I knew they were not playing for money because you can just tell. And as the ball's rolling away from the pin, I took my water and hit the ball and started pushing it closer to the pin. Got it within about 3 feet and everybody was just, yeah, yeah. So it's been fun out here. I'm living a dream. I'm a greenskeeper now. I can put that cap on. I'll be back out there tomorrow picking range balls.
Man, I don't know. I'm talking, if it wasn't such strange times, I'd be saying, we need to have like a caddy skins game midweek at the creeks. What's it called? Upshits Creek?
Yeah. The Creeks Resort or something. But wait till you get to ANA. You'll be in ANA, I hope. And they do have a caddy tournament there. It's a little.
Well, they used to. I'm sure.
Oh, you're
this
right.
Year.
This whole year, I forget what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
2020 2.0.
Looking forward to that. Actually, a pretty crazy story. Head golf professional at the Springs at Radium Golf Course in Radium Hot Springs, British Columbia, where I grew up playing for 8 years, is the general manager there. And I wrote him an email. I was perusing the website and just told him I'd be in town. So looking forward to getting out there. It's going to be 120 degrees, which should be a little bit crazy. But yeah, just looking forward to getting to the ANA and checking out the golf course. And here's a little quick crazy stat is Sofia Popov wins the first major of the year, obviously. We've been chatting about it, and is not in the ANA championship. So, you know, a little bit strange with stats and stuff like that.
That's Walmart.
What's that?
I'm just looking at the who's going to play in the Walmart thing, and they're holding a spot for Sophie. For the winner of the AIG Women's Open will be in Walmart.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not in ANA, not in the next major. That is amazing that she is not in there.
Yeah. I think the field's just, it's 2 weeks out and they kind of already, at some point you got to cap it, I guess. But yeah, still crazy, man. But yeah, I had a pretty crazy adventure getting over the border here yesterday or last week. Made it into the country though, man. And I still tell you what, I had more sweat dripping, sorry for the visual, sweat dripping out of my armpits than Sophia did on her last 1 foot putt coming out of the major today.
Well, that was all right, man. At least you made it across the border. Pretty soon you got to get on a flight. They'll take your temperature. Hopefully you don't sit next to somebody, maybe the Christina Kim outfit. Get your goggles on, your hazmat material, and get on that flight and get on out here.
Yeah, man. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. I guess we'll see you tomorrow around the grounds. Not sure what the protocol is. I'll have to, for anybody listening out there, the bubble. We're getting sent, you know, I did a test on midweek. They send it to you in the mail. You go on a Zoom call and they watch you spit saliva in a tube. So, you know, and make sure you're salivating in your own tube, and you seal it all up in front of them and send it off to FedEx. So, but yeah, the airport and planes, who knows, man, you're around a lot of people, and, you know, not that I'm super, super frightened of the virus or anything, but I just want to get back to work and not put anybody else at jeopardy. And just, that's just kind of the bubble world we're living in. So we'll see how she goes.
Where are you staying at next week, dude? For Arkansas, do you have a place?
Yeah, I'll be on the 11th hole, man. I'm in the grounds. Shout out to Yvonne. I don't know. Haven't met her yet, but got a little host family taking care of me.
Nice.
So looking forward to that. And speaking of shout out to your RV land there, huh? You know, those guys. Oh, and you know what, dude? Shout out to Sofia Popov, super stroker.
That's
right.
That
was all over TV today, man. Like, I was just, you know, thinking Ronnie all day long. It was, what is that, a 2.0?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what she plays, but, yeah, that was all over the airwaves. There was quite a few super strokers out there. Even DJ is a super stroker now, so we're going to get male and female Ws today, I believe. DJ still has to go out and play. He's got a 5-shot lead. I can't imagine he blows it. I've seen him blow bigger, but I don't think he'll blow today. We'll
I told you already. One by 11, man. It's over.
Is it already over?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Superstroke, shout out to the Superstrokers, Sophia Popoff, my man Ronnie, Captain Ron.
There you go, Superstroke all the way. We'll be out there sporting them again this week coming up, and I totally love working for those guys. I mean, they've got the grip out there. All the players are playing, not all the players, but a lot of the big names are playing them, but I hook anybody up.
I wish I knew a guy that could get me a Superstroke on my putter. I could just imagine what I'd be making out there.
Oh, yeah, I could probably hook
you up. Yeah, all right,
I'll even get your Canadian colors.
Cool, brother. Cool, brother. You got anything else on the go or what?
I'm just trying to think who I want to put some picks out there for Arkansas.
Any
ideas?
I'm putting money on me and Kelly Tan.
Yeah, I think Kelly Tan, I mean, that's a pretty good bet. She's been playing pretty good.
She's rolling. You know, she's got a few extra days rest now. Why not?
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, P.N. Chen, Money, she's known as, a.k.a. Money. She's been playing real well. You know, I'm going to go.
Where was she the last 2 weeks?
She didn't play Scotland or the Aberdeen. What was it called? Aberdeen Investment Standards Ladies Scottish Open.
Yeah,
she did not play
Nailed
that.
It.
She did play the Open today, but she didn't make the cut. She was at 10 over. The cut was 9, so she missed by 1. But she's been playing real strong lately. You know, shout out to her, Tiffany Chan. She played real well here last year in Arkansas. It's my girl there. Love looking at her, watching her play. But
DFL last time you called her. Oh,
well,
man.
You know
Come
what?
On. Go
you
with
know,
some bigger names, bro.
Gemma Dryberg, she's been playing real hot.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did, but I'm not real sure on who I'm going to go with as my real favorite there. I mean, I'm going with Stacey Lewis. I'm going to put it out there. She played well last week. This week, I don't know what she did this week.
You know what? I'm going to go.
She's an Arkansas girl.
Okay.
Razorback.
All right.
They love her out here.
I'll go with another Razorback and a previous Let's Talk Divots podcast guest, Gabby Lopez. I'll go there for a two-time tour winner. Marina Alex had a great week. She's coming back to the States. You know, I don't know who's playing coming back here, but, you know, Jennifer Song's had a couple good back-to-back weeks.
Kim Kaufman's been playing real well down on the Symetra Tour. Let's see if she can carry that momentum into the Arkansas, and we'll just see what happens. Lydia Ko's been on fire. You know, she blew that lead, yes, but she's always polite, 23 years old, 15 wins under her belt.
I love watching Lydia. Her short game's so good, man. It's incredible. She's going to win. She's going to win this year. She's going to get back into her form. It's already looking solid. But you know what? We're running around with some picks right now, so I think we got to take two picks each, man. Let's hit it.
Stacey Lewis and Lydia Ko.
Okay. Man, now I'm on the spot. I just put you on the spot to get myself on the spot. I'm going Gabby Lopez and Marina Alex.
All right. How about a dark horse? Throw a dark horse out there.
Man, my dark horse top 10 last week here. What?
You're going to stay with
I got No. I don't know. She's dark horse. We're just assuming we know who's in the field. I'm looking at the leaderboard.
I'm going with a rookie, Haley Moore. She's going to win out here on tour. I don't know if it'll be this year, but she's going to win.
Not until she gets my homie on the bag.
All right.
I got my dark horse, I think. Not that they're dark horses, but let's see. Allison Lee's going to top 10 this week. She's been playing well.
Yeah, she has been. Yeah, Tyler's on her bag. I think he's coming back. He did not make her caddy across the pond, but that's a good little pick right there. Hope you listeners are enjoying this out there, because we're doing this all for you guys. This isn't about us. It's about growing the game for the LPGA, and we just love playing out here. We just love being inside the ropes and bringing you the inside action, the stories that you don't hear anywhere else. So just give us a listen, give us a like, give us a share. Stay with us here in Arkansas. We're going to be right back in right there in Arkansas Rogers. So like us, you guys.
Let's Talk Divots on all social media. Share it with a friend. Much love, y'all.